Tuumua Tuifau and Danica Cooper started Danica Cooper Jewelry back in 2017 after struggling to find affordable Pacifica jewelry that fit. They started their jewelry journey by attending the Peter Minturn Goldsmith School as a hobby, but this soon turned into creating family and friends' custom creations. Now the young couple have an online store and host pop-up market events selling their Pacifica jewelry. Their focus is on working with precious metals and Tahitian black pearls, and their goal is to create jewelry to fit their clients at affordable costs. Both Tuumua and Danica have a real passion for the craft and providing a friendly professional service to their clients. We have Danica and Tuumua on the line now. Ta alofa, lava whakalofala hi atu, and thank you both so much for joining us.
Morena, morning.
Alofa lava, thank you so much for having us.
Now let's go back to the beginning. Did the business come before Tuumua and Danica met, or did Tuumua and Danica meet before the business?
We met before the business. We met about 7 years ago now. And the business kind of, it started from just doing night classes at the jewellery school. It was something that we wanted to do as a couple in the hope of creating our own wedding bands. So that's kind of where it all started. And then we had a real passion for the Pacific and wanting to create pieces that could fit us and other people like us, who obviously are in the same boat and struggling to find things that fit in regular stores.
Wow. So which one of you was more interested in creating jewellery, or was it a discussion that you both had and you both thought, wow, that'll be really awesome, let's do that?
I think I started first. I started the classes first, and then Tuumua came along a couple of times, and I have to admit, actually, he's probably the better jewellery maker. He's got more, I guess, more patience than I do with things, and the craft and everything as well. So he came along, absolutely loved it, found he was really good at it as well. And it just grew from there. We both started a team thing, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a new experience that I learned to love. Never knew that I would be good at something, but gave it a try. And yeah, fast forward a few years later, now we started a little company that we're both truly happy with, and still learning bits and pieces as well. Always trying to upskill and trying to get better with jewellery making.
Now, with Pacifica designs, they must be beautiful and unique, the pieces that you are creating. I guess one of the things that we always find difficult is finding quality Pacifica jewelry that is made with real steel. Often we see them and they're sort of made out of polymer or plastic, but to have quality Pacific jewelry that is affordable is something that you've been aiming at.
Yeah, we wanted to create things that could be handed down as heirlooms, things that would last a long time and that can be passed between generations. And, you know, with jewellery and jewellery, fine jewellery, that's really what happens within families. And we know a lot of people come from the Pacific Islands down to New Zealand with not a lot, and it's nice for them to have a piece of home or something that they can kind of pass down between the generations, or even take back to the islands and pass between family members as well. So little trinkets and pieces of jewellery that have a lot of sentimental value to people, that's kind of our aim and goal, is to create pieces like that for our clients.
Now, did you already have contact in the Pacific, or as part of the jewellery making, you've had to find people in the Pacific to provide you with the materials like the black pearls from Tahiti?
We had a few contacts. I worked up in the Cook Islands for a while, so I knew some contacts in the Cooks. And then from there, I got some contacts over in Tahiti as well for some pearl farmers. Obviously, they have a lot more pearl farms in French Polynesia than in the Cook Islands. So the supply is there for us. But it was really about trying to find reliable suppliers and create really good working relationships with those in the Cook Islands and up in Tahiti as well. And that was a learning curve for us, but it's been great, and we've got some great suppliers now.
What were you doing when you were working in the Cook Islands those years ago, Danica?
So I worked for Cook Islands Tourism based here in New Zealand, and I was taking travel agents up and basically showing them around the Cook Islands and teaching them about what was available for them to sell back here as products to the general public. That was an amazing job. So I was very, very lucky to have that role.
Now, do you also do commissions? People can come to you and say, I love the look of that, but can you do this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And as people see things that they like or they would like their own jewellery customised, changed or reset, we also offer that.
And in terms of materials from the Pacific, is it just pearls that you use or also sometimes those shells? Is it mother of pearl shells?
Yes, we use mother of pearl shells. We'd like to use some other shells as well. And coral would be another thing that we would like to look into using. We try and use as much other small Pacifica businesses as we can, whether it be, for our design, for our some of our CAD work, for our modelling and our photography and things like that. So we are trying to really support other small businesses like ourselves within New Zealand and in the Pacific.
And in the meantime, you seem to be working online in terms of retail and also pop-up marketing. Will you look at selling from a permanent location as things continue to grow?
I think, yeah, that's one of our big dreams is to have a store. At the moment, due to COVID, it threw us off. So we're slowly getting there. We find that working from home and from workshop and online sales work for us at the moment. But I think our five-year goal was to have a store and hopefully have a store in Samoa as well. That's my big goal, is to have a store in Samoa in Australia. But especially my number one stop is Samoa for me, just to give back to my family that supported me as well.
Yes, tell us a little bit about your own background, Tumua. Are you New Zealand born or are you born in Samoa?
No, so I am New Zealand born in Napier. Both my parents came from, had a dream to get a better life, came to New Zealand. Grew up in Napier. At the age of five, both my parents passed away. And then my auntie Sulu, took care of me and my siblings. So growing until I was 18, she passed away. But throughout that, still have a big part of my life, and my goal was just to try to give back to those that supported me, and the family's a big key for me.
Did you ever think you would be a jewellery maker, Tumua?
No. My goal was to be a rugby player. I think like all Islander boys, they had a dream to be wear the black jersey or wear the blue jersey. But never in a thousand years that I thought I would become a jewellery maker.
And how have the two of you managed to raise a family at the same time as do the business?
It's been difficult. We had our first son back in March of this year, just before COVID hit. So this year's been a real whirlpool for us. But we just, we take turns looking after him, and one of us will go into the workshop and spend a couple of hours and then swap over. It's basically, our jewellery business was our first baby, and we want to continue to nurture and help that one grow, as well as have our little one, Theo, grow alongside. And hopefully, as he gets older, we can kind of bring him into the business as well. And that was one reason why we wanted to start our own business, is so that we could be around more for our kids, and also have something that we can then pass along to them in the future.
What are the challenges of running a business as a couple?
Oh, disagreements all the time.
Sometimes we don't see eye to eye.
We have different views about things, and definitely Tumua's very much goes on the gut feeling, and I'm more of the go by the numbers and show me the reasons why.
Yes.
But I guess that complements each other. We found ways to get around it, and we both have worked out what our strengths are, and it's been quite an eye-opener, actually. We didn't realise that each of us were good at certain things, and we've allowed ourselves to kind of fall into different roles to look after certain aspects of the business and trust each other that way. it's definitely helped our communication as as a couple. But there are challenges. I think there's more ups than there are downs, though.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Now, if people want to see the work that you produce, how can they find it, please?
So we have our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Danica Cooper Jewellery, and our website where you can directly purchase, www.danicacooperjewellery.com. And we also have some of our products stocked at the Pacific Business Hub in Manukau on 9 Sharkey Street. So you can pop in there weekdays, normal office hours. And we have a glass cabinet of our jewellery where you can purchase directly from there or get ideas and try things on, and then you can contact us directly if you're wanting something custom made.
Now, Tumua, all of your relatives must come out of the woodwork as soon as they see those and they're trying to get the cheap deal, huh?
Oh, now and then. But a lot of them have been real supportive. Some of them always give me ideas of what I can do or what to try. My support and my in Samoa has helped me establish a men's range name, moving Talisua. So that has my mum, dad, and Antulu name all in one. So hopefully to be releasing that a bit more soon. I've done the track around December.
Wow.
Change it up so guys can wear pearls as well. It's not just for females.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. What a good idea. You know, I'm toying with the idea of just being a model. So, you know, if you want to send some samples.
Don't you worry, we got you something in mind.
Tumua Tuifau and Danica Cooper, thank you so much for your time. We will post all of that information on the podcast that we shall produce of our Talanoa. Thank you both so much, and look forward to having another chat again in the not too distant future.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate you taking the time to give us a call.
Thank you so much. We truly appreciate this.